Okay, punch yourself in the balls and stick a candle up your ass. Okay, now sit on it. No, no, stop talking to me. I don't like you. Go away.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you. Welcome. This is Mistress Brighton, and this is my blog, EnchantrixTees.com, and I have something very, very fucking important to talk to you about today. Would you like to know what it is? It's about walls of text. Now listen up, fuckwads. I do not like walls of text. I will not read them. And I'm going to discuss with you why I will not read them and why they're really super fucking disrespectful. And if you do that, you're a dick. So keep reading, keep listening. And you can read along to this audio at EnchantrixTees.com. And the title of the blog is Mistress Brighton, Rules of Engagement, Why Walls of Text Are Disrespectful. And in parentheses, why you're a fucking asshole if you do it. Yeah, can you tell that I'm in mean mistress mode and I just don't give a shit? All right, well, let's continue, shall we? Okay, so here we go, all right? This is a subject that needs to be addressed, and I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I loathe logging into my email to find a wall of text waiting for me from someone who has, number one, never done a session with me, number two, hasn't even bothered to fill out my pre-call questionnaire, number three, expects me to stop everything I'm fucking doing and read a wall of text with no compensation. Yep, I fucking said it. And now you're gonna fucking eat it. So I have a few tips and a suggestion for anyone emailing me, and some rules and guidelines before contacting me, and most importantly, why you do not do this. Because it's disrespectful. So keep reading to avoid being an asshole. So let me tell you something about men, okay? They want to be heard. They want to be listened to. And I get all of that. And I am here to help. However, I see a trend of men assigning themselves to mistresses they've never even spoken to, and then expecting said mistresses to be their fetish dispensers, and treating femdoms like fucking robots, and expecting us to cater to their every whim at the expense of our mental health and precious energy. And that is disrespectful as fuck. See Mistress Aftercare, among other gems of my blogging. Fancy. Now, I do not mince words, fuckers. Sending me a wall of text with no context, with no initial introduction, will ensure that I don't read your message. Nope, won't read it. I might glaze over the first five words, but if you send me a wall of text with no introduction or before asking, I fucking refuse. I can't do it. Unless you follow these guidelines. Okay, now, here's the disclaimer. If you're one of those super sensitive, butthurt types that gets offended and whiny and can't take constructive fucking criticism, just click the X now, because if you haven't noticed, I am in mean mistress mode, and I don't give a fuck about your feelings, okay? So here's the rules of engagement. Number one, fill out the pre-call questionnaire. That's why it's there. If you go to EnchantrixTees.com, click on the pre-call questionnaire tab, fill it out, it goes straight to my email. Yay! I get to learn more about you. Now, those I will read. Number two, keep your initial message short and to the fucking point. I cannot stress the get to the fucking point enough.
If you want to know if I do X, Y, and Z, just ask. And I'm going to answer this really quick. Yes, I do strap-ons. Yes, I will stick a carrot up your ass. Yes, I will shove a cake in your pants. Okay, so you don't have to ask me that because I just answered it. All right, if you want me to read your fantasy, keep it under a short paragraph. Like if you have a question about, hey, Miss Brighton, I want to swing from the chandeliers while you spank me with a wooden spoon. Keep it short. If I see that, I will say, hell yes, we can do that. Now, keep in mind, 5 sentences long is the limit. Short sentences, please. Not a run-on sentence that won't get you read. Hey, fuck off, fly. I'm trying to record here. You guys are going to love this audio, I swear to God. Run-on sentences will not get read, okay? I'm just letting you know right now. If you send me some long ramble, my eyes start glazing over. And, you know, like after maybe the first 5 words, I'm not listening. So if you want me to read your long messages and if you want to send a long message, purchase an email package. My email packages are 5 emails for $6. And with that, you get 5 emails up to 500 words that will get read. I will take the time to read them and I will take the time to reply to them. If you want to send me more than 500 words, or you want me to read your long ass ramble, or you wrote a story, then you need to email me for pricing for a custom email package. If anyone's offended by me saying that I require compensation to read walls of text, you can fuck off, okay? Because my time is money and my time is energy. And if I'm spending time and energy catering to somebody's fetish, doing a session, you know, giving them what they are asking for, then reading a long ass email with no compensation takes me away from doing that. Okay? And it takes me away from other things that I could be doing to build my business. So, with that, let's go to number 4. The whole, hi mistress, you're my mistress. Well, okay, if you want me to be your mistress, make sure that we've actually spoken and that you have my permission, or any mistress, okay? If you have someone in mind, before you say, oh, so-and-so is my mistress, make sure that you've spoken to them and that you have permission to do that, because using someone's name and name dropping, like for instance on Twitter, it's a dick move and you're an asshole. Okay, I'm just going to say it. Now, lastly, number 5. If you tell me that you have a quick question, that question better be 1 sentence long. Like, I'll give you an example. Hey, mistress, do you do spanking role plays? Yes, I do spanking role plays. Hey, mistress, quick question. Do you do giantess calls? Yes, I do giantess calls. Hey, mistress, quick question. Will you feminize me and make me wear panties? Yes, I will make you wear panties. See? Short to the point. Yes, I can do that for you. Let's go. Anything longer than 1 sentence is not a quick question. And I will not answer your fake quick question. I will send you a recipe for pork tamales. But I just threw that out there. Okay, anyway, moving on. Emails and instant messages. Can't talk today. I am totally not editing this. I'm just going to put it up and you're going to have to deal with me fucking rambling, because I can fucking do that. Okay? Now, some guys get off on being ignored. If you message me on Skype, chances are you're going to get ignored. I don't monitor Skype. So use email. You can use Discord. If you don't have my Discord, just email me. You will get a faster response. Now, if you want an ignore line call, I'd be super duper happy to take your call. Now, regarding the above, this all applies to personal life as well. Anyone who knows me outside of the kink realm, I prefer texting. Do not fucking call me, okay? If I send a text and you answer by calling me, I will take the phone and throw it out the window. Just fucking text. You will get, like, trust me. Okay, anyone that knows me outside of the kink realm, like personal friends and family, send a text. You will get a faster response, a short text to the point of what you want. Please do not pull the, hey, can I ask you something? No, just ask the fucking question. That drives me crazy. Okay, it drives me fucking crazy when people are like, hey, are you there? Can I ask a question? Just ask the question. Ask the question. I will answer your question if I am available. Just ask the question. Okay. What else? I think that, did I leave anything off? Oh, last but not least, just, you know, do us both a favor. Please be respectful. Please be considerate. This doesn't just apply to me. This applies to anyone, any mistress that you saw. Like, for instance, you saw Harper's profile and you're like, oh my God, Harper's so hot. And she is totally hot. Oh my God, Ryan's so hot. I want to talk to her. Just follow those guidelines. Don't send a mistress a wall of text gushing. I mean, I adore you guys. It's really appreciated. But if you want us to read your message, keep it short. That will guarantee that we'll read it. And then if you want us to read something that's not short, then ask first before sending us whatever it is. If you follow these guidelines and if you've got a thick skin, then you and I are going to have a fabulous fucking time together, okay? Because I get along great with people who get it. Okay, I am a rambler. I do send long messages, but the people I send long messages to send long messages back. So we have that rapport. So we can do that with each other. However, okay, and yes, I know it's a fairly long blog, so I made it as concise as I could because I know that I ramble. However, I do not want to see a ramble in my inbox because it's hard for me to concentrate on that. So keep it short. I can concentrate on short and then we can get to the bottom of what you're looking for and then I can get in to your bottom. Oh, yeah. So the last part, follow the guidelines. We'll have a fabulous time together. And you will avoid making me want to push you into a mud puddle filled with piranhas. I just wanted to read that last sentence because I thought that it was brilliant. I feel so much better now, don't you? Are you fucking crying, you little bitch? Oh my God. Get your ass on the phone and call me right now and stop all that fucking sniveling. My God. Dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. Have a lovely evening and fuck off.